Moncrief on News Talk.
Since the start of Israel's assault on Gaza, many people around the world have been a bit more careful about the products they buy. For instance, Coca-Cola operates a facility in occupied East Jerusalem. But now there's Gaza Cola. It can be bought online and it is coming to Ireland in a couple of weeks. All the proceeds are going to help rebuild Gaza's devastated health service. Osama Kashu is the man behind the product. Osama, good afternoon to you.
Hi there to all my lovely Irish friends and family. Good afternoon.
And so you are Palestinian. You're originally from Nablus. How long have you been living in the UK?
Well, I'm originally from Nablus. I've been in the UK for over 18 years. Unfortunately, I've lost a son in this genocide and my auntie and lots of our relatives. Unfortunately, and we are still kind of losing loved ones on a daily basis. All my family are back home in Palestine. And we were thinking of how to help and how to kind of actually physically contribute towards, helping and support the BDS movement by creating a product which have the flag and the name and the resilience and also the message. And Gaza Cola was born as of like 4 months ago, and it's coming to Ireland, which was just amazing.
Yeah, and it looks, it's kind of red, but it has a, so people can see what, when they see it, they know what it is. It's red, but it has a Palestinian flag on it.
Absolutely. So this is, I call it our freedom horse that will carry our flag all over the world. So it's our Palestinian flag carrier that must be infectious and go everywhere. And it does have a very direct symbol message of justice and freedom. And it does carry us because they're trying to wipe us out. You know, the genocide and ethnic cleansing that we've been going under is unbelievable. And it's been very long in the making. And it's absolutely something that we need to all together confront and face.
And the proceeds from this, your intention is... is it a specific hospital you want to try and rebuild in Gaza?
Yes. So there is a Dignity Hospital. There's a very small hospital that is kind of manageable called Al Karama Hospital, Dignity Hospital in the north of the Gaza Strip. It's been destroyed and converted into a small, to rubbles at the beginning of this genocide. It's manageable because it will cost about £3.6 million to rebuild. And we took on over that project. Now, our team on the ground, actually, they are recycling the stones. So they are basically taking pieces of the stones and recycling them, separating metals from cement. And meanwhile, we are operating through the staff of the hospital in three different medical points scattered between refugees in Gaza Strip, serving 1,000 people on a daily basis, like in form of first aid kind of thing. So we started, and these shelters that we created there, they are made out of the parachutes, where the food parachutes being dropped at people. So we use this parachute plastic to create tents and medical points meanwhile. So, look, we are, as a Palestinian nation, we are evolving out of this genocide, hopefully stronger with the support of people. We need everyone around us to help and to come together to try and stand together in the face of the genocide. And you know what? I'm so proud of Ireland and the Irish nations who are teaching the world how to be resilient and how to stand in front of these monsters. And, the response that we got from the markets in Ireland, for example, Musgraves and also Dunnes are amazing. And you know what? I don't know whether the listeners know that Dunnes has made history in 1984 by stopping the first store in the world to lead the anti-apartheid movement. And they stopped scanning South African apartheid product. And the Irish has led the world in that anti-apartheid movement, which saw the light later on. And thanks to Dunnes and their employees, they are now on board and they will be stocking Gaza Cola. And like the Irish Airport Authority and the Musgraves and to so many other people who are now in Ireland really supporting and championing this small community initiative to show that we together can make a difference. We together can build and not destroy. Mm. And it's just amazing. And I wish to tell every Irish people who are listening now that as a Palestinian, as a Palestinian, I wish you speak Arabic and you understand the love that we store in our hearts, in our wrinkles for you. I mean, it's just amazing that we have a brother from another mother who's on the other side listening to us and actually hear our cries. And it's just, you know, I can't tell you, in our millions, in our billions, we are all Palestinians and Palestinians together. And, you know, this unity is unbelievable. And when the guys called me to be on your show, I was over the moon. I couldn't sleep last night. I just wanted to kind of like just, you know, speak, not listen to questions. I'm sorry.
Yes. Now, I should point out before people start texting in, because Osama did reference Dunn's and the anti-apartheid movement. That was the Dunn Stores workers. There are still people with us who were part of that group who had to strike for quite some time to get that one over the line. Osama, though, when you look at what's happening in Gaza, when you look at what's happening on the West Bank, when do you hope it might be over? At least the killing.
Well, my friend, you know, the hidden hands who are making lots of money, they don't want this to end. It's our job to make it come to an end. It's been a very long in the making, and the disturbance of the Middle East since the creation of the unjust, a displacement of us is. I don't know. Like it's very hard for me to predict when it's going to end. It will end when there is justice, when we are treated equally, and looked at as human beings who have equal rights and living in dignity. And you know, as long as there is injustice, it will not end. I can't see it ending soon, but I can see the awakening in the world, which hitting these hidden hands that are making money in their pocket, making a big difference. And that's why we need to boycott. We need to come together to say, look, not going to make any money out of this. You're not going to make any bini out of this injustice. You're going to lose. And if they lose, they will not continue. And then justice will prevail and it will stop. But as long as they make money, unfortunately, they will continue. And we need to stop that money-making machine from continuing to make money.
Yeah. Are you a big drinker of cola yourself?
Look, to be honest with you, Sean, I don't claim that this is a healthy drink. I don't drink it myself. I have been binging on it since this came to life. A lot of my friends who their kids have never, ever tasted cola in their life because, you know, health, and now they're drinking cola. We're not claiming it's a healthy product. It's an apartheid-free product. It's a genocide-free product. It's a fizzy drink at the end of the day. You know, it doesn't harm every now and then to take it. And it's a very popular drink. So I start drinking it, but I'm not going to claim it's a healthy one. We're getting a sugar-free version. We're getting a watermelon version, and we're getting also the date version very soon. So it's going to be a different drink with different ingredients. And, you know, hopefully it will be rolled out worldwide, I hope.
Mm. Osama, thanks very much for talking to us. Best of luck with the product. As Osama says, that will be in shops in Ireland in the next couple of weeks. Lots of people texting in about it, largely saying they'll buy it as soon as they see it. One person says, though your Palestinian guest keeps referring to a genocide without any correction from you, can you ask him about the October 7th massacre and the Israeli hostages? Does he support that action? Well, I'm not going to ask him that because he was there. He's talking about his own people. And from his point of view, and from the point of view of the International Criminal Court, and on the position of the government of our country, there's a credible case to answer that it is genocide. And what happened on October the 7th, it was a massacre. It was appalling. And people around the world were horrified by it, and rightfully. But one doesn't cancel out the other. When it comes to the death of tens of thousands of people, whataboutery has nothing to do with it.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.